The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, October the 8th. Good to have you with us. We're going to talk about a very special festival that is coming up. I think it's next weekend. No, it's this weekend. Yeah, Arrow Rock Heritage Craft Festival. It's running October the 12th and 13th, right?
Yes.
We've got two people with us today. Mary Duncan, welcome, Mary.
Thank you.
And Paul Baum, or Pablo. And Pablo is going to be a part of the festival. But
he is.
Give us an overview of what's going on.
Well, the Heritage Craft Festival, of course, will have a lot of vendors, the Heritage doing demonstrations of different arts that things people use to daily living. And then we also have a contemporary area that will have arts and crafts of today.
But when you go back, what time period are we talking about?
Oh, 1800s.
About? The 1800s.
So the 19th
crafts,
century.
You're going to have crafts and food from the 1800s.
Yes.
And everybody will be dressed in period costume.
Yes,
is that right?
All the vendors will be in period costumes and the people in town. And we also have a lot of music. Period music also.
Okay. Kathy Barton, Dave Perro going to be part of that? You know?
They're not this year. No, they have something else already established for that weekend.
But it runs both Saturday and Sunday. What would you say is the highlight of the festival?
Well, the crafters, like we mentioned before. But this year we're having a lot of new entertainment for the period entertainment. We have Professor Farquhar. He's going to be doing using instruments and telling stories and doing poetry. And
I have heard of Professor Farquhar.
Yeah, he's really great. He's been doing quite a few years, and he's a good entertainer.
Yeah, okay.
He calls it the Great American Medicine Show, Laughter Being the Best Medicine.
Okay, so besides Professor Farquhar.
Farquhar. Then we also have Paul Fouch. He's going to be doing vocalist and playing the fiddle. Mm-hmm. And instruments, and we also have an African-American component this year. We have a lady coming in, Angela Da Silva, and she's going to play slave in Missouri. Mm-hmm. And then we also have Brother John Anderson, and he's going to do some storytelling of the Civil War time period. And then we have John Maddox, and he's going to portray a Civil War soldier, African American soldier.
Okay.
And he's going to be a captain.
So it sounds like you're really covering the gamut. Now, how does Pablo fit in here?
Pablo is one of our vendors, and he does the Indian flute, and he's also going to be doing storytelling.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Pablo, I know you used to be on the television show with us with Uncle James, and you would play the flute.
Been a while.
And you would tell stories. Is that what you're doing?
Right. I'll be doing both. Mostly focusing on the storytelling, and I really focus on Missouri history. That's what I really love.
Share a little bit of Missouri history with us.
Okay, one of the stories, for example, the burning of Osceola in 1861. That's a really dramatic thing. I found a real difference historical focus between the folks in western Missouri and the folks in mid-Missouri. Folks in western Missouri, they know about this event that happened in 1861. Mm-hmm. The burning of an entire town by Union troops,
In fact, we talked about that not very long ago. They were told that they had to vacate their homes and property, right?
Well, that was part of the order number 11, to completely eliminate all of the civilian population. And I learned more recently in my readings that it was both sides, both Union and Confederate sympathizers. Very complicated period of history. As much as I read about it, I think I understand less and less and less. It's so complex and just really fascinating.
But do you find it hard to believe that this happened in Missouri?
I do. I have thought that many times. How could that have happened? And how could we be where we are today?
Yeah.
How far we've come from those awful days.
Do you deal with slavery in Missouri at all?
Oh, that's part of it, because Jim Lane liberated the slaves, supposedly liberated the slaves. But what happened to those slaves of Osceola if he burned the town? You come to Arrow Rock and I'll tell you what happened at the end of that story. And the other story is about the Buffalo soldiers.
The Buffalo Soldiers.
The Buffalo Soldiers, and they had white officers. So I play a company commander of the 10th Cavalry Buffalo Soldiers.
And now, is this in a separate event?
This is the same event, but it's a separate story. And a lot of those soldiers, they're all black soldiers, a lot of those soldiers were Missouri boys. And they got themselves down into West Texas, and it's quite different West Texas in comparison to Missouri. And they had a little disagreement with the Comanches.
And what happens?
I'll tell you what happened. You come down. I'll tell you what happened.
You're not going to tell us right now. So people have to come.
You have to come to figure out what happened.
It really sounds like you've got a lot going on for 2 days. It is two days. Saturday and Sunday. What time does it start on Saturday?
It starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday and goes to 5. Mm-hmm. And same thing on Sunday, 10 to 5 on Sunday.
Yeah.
We have music and vendors all day long. And we have a Civil War encampment. So the Union and the Confederate soldiers are going to be there also.
Where is the Civil War encampment going to be?
It's going to be on the east end of town, kind of like where the Lyceum Theater is at.
Yeah, where that old jailhouse is? Where the old
field. The field there in between, where the jailhouse and the Lyceum.
Okay, it kind of goes downhill.
Yeah, it may go downhill.
And there's that, just coming to Arrow Rock and taking a look at that old jailhouse is worth it.
Then
not too far from there, you've got the old courthouse too, isn't it?
Right, yes. All the historic buildings will be open for viewing for people to come in.
Can go into the courthouse, the old courthouse, and into the old jailhouse. You can lock anybody up in that old jailhouse?
Well, you never know. I'll behave myself.
But there will be a lot going on and a lot of good food.
The tavern will be open. The Airlock Station. We'll have some outside barbecue, pulled pork.
Oh, that sounds good.
And we have some, of course, hamburgers and hot dogs for the kids.
Okay. All right. So it's all over the entire town.
The whole town. From the very beginning entrance of town, we're having a new parking area. That we're going to be shuttling people into town, so they're going to be dropped off right at the beginning of town and be able
towing people into town?
Shuttling.
Oh, shuttling people into town. Okay. So when people come, they're not going to actually park in town?
That is correct.
Where are they going to park?
There's a field right across from the Arrow Rock State Historic Site.
The campground. It's kind of like the back way out of town.
Yeah, well, there's a field that is before you get to the campground.
Will it be well marked
yes,
as you're coming
into
town.
Yes.
So if you're going to the festival, you don't want to drive into town. Will there be any place to park in town at all?
There will be. There's mainly it's for the performers and for the vendors coming, the crafters.
Okay. So the people that are coming to the festival, you want to park at designated parking, and then the shuttle will take you in.
Yes. And we'll probably have an area set up for the handicap parking for those who need that too.
All right. Thank you very much. But mark it on your calendar for this Saturday and Sunday, Arrow Rock, Missouri. Pleasure having you here.
Thank you.
Out of time for today. We're going to talk about tomorrow. We're going to talk about another festival, the Mature Living Festival, plus the League of Women Voters. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifon Al-Yong. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If you'd like to listen to this again or watch it, sign up for a free vodcast or a podcast. Go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends, and I'll send it to you every day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.